America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival as we get this week started out. Let's start in prayer. Father, I pray today, Lord, for our churches, our men, our women, our young people. And God, our burden is for revival. Our burden is, Lord, that you would help people to have a moral life and help people to lay the world down and serve you. Now I pray if you will your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, if you'd like to contact us, we'd be glad to hear from you and know where you're listening to us from. Also, the message that we're airing, and we're going to go one more week with this message, and we may finish it before the week's over. We'll see how it goes. But we're airing a message entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. This is R460. If you'd like to have a copy of it this week, I'd love to get it into your hands. All right, you could contact us. Let's go to that message at this time on this Monday. Amen, and get the book. Amen. Get the Bible. Get the Bible. Put the Bible in your kids. Amen. Don't teach them to be actors and actresses. We got enough of that in the churches. Teach them to get the Bible. Teach them to get in the Bible. Amen. You know what happened? Number four, Ruth followed. Of course, she learned from Naomi. Now, let me tell you how she followed the Scriptures. I got to explain this a little bit. You see, there was a matter in the little book of Ruth is really about about Christ. Ruth is the type of the church. And Boaz is a type of Christ. It's all about a kinsman redeemer. Now, a kinsman redeemer had to be willing, and a kinsman redeemer had to be able, my friend, to do that. Amen? And a kinsman redeemer had to be of near kin. Christ met all those qualifications. He was formed in the image of a man. He was able. His blood could do it. And he had to be willing, and he was willing. For God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? Now, I didn't quote that exactly right, but let me help you. Now here is Ruth, and she goes out and gleans in Boaz's field. Now Boaz liked her the first time he ever seen her, you know. And he's kind of, you know, talking to her a little bit. You know how a boy will do a girl. And he said, y'all drop her some handfuls of purpose. In other words, you put that stuff out there on purpose, let her pick it up. Boy, that's a great love story, ain't it? Amen. That's good, ain't it? Amen. Yeah. Amen. And so, there come a day. Now I used to misunderstand this scripture. There come a day, and Naomi asked Ruth, said, "Shall I not seek rest for thee?" In other words, what she meant was, shouldn't I get you a husband? I mean, you came back with me. You could have married some boy in Moab, but you came back following the Jewish law. Shouldn't I get you a husband? And here's what happened. I had to really think about this, and God, I'll put it this way. God let me in on this one day. Now, Ruth chapter number 3. I'm going to read verse number 5 to you. Let me read this. The Bible said, "And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." Ruth said, "Okay, Naomi, you've taught me the scriptures. I'm going to follow them." Let me tell you something. In unspiritual days, being spiritual and unspiritual, let me tell you what being spiritual is. It ain't getting on social media and saying, "Have a blessed day." It ain't getting on social media and giving a cutesy. It ain't getting on social media and posting some verses out of a new version of the Bible. That's not spirituality. It shows your ignorance. But let me show you what being spiritual is. Can you see this on this camera? And on you on radio, you can't see it, but you can hear me. You know what it is? Following this blessed book. All 1,189 chapters, all 31,000 over verses, all 700,000 words, 39 books in the old, 27 books in the new. Follow it! Follow the Bible. It's not out of date. It's not out of style. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.